Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
So we've all heard of karate, kung fu and all that crap. But did you know there is an Irish martial art? Yes, Bernard Leddy is mad into it and he's here in the studio to tell me all about it. Bernard, you're very welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Mom.
You've come all the way from lovely Leitrim.
I have, yeah. An absolute pleasure.
But you're not from Leitrim. Let's be clear. You're from Waterford. You lived in the UK for a while.
I did, yeah. I grew up in Waterford, in Kill County, Waterford. Went to school in Kilmac Thomas at the Tech. I moved to London in 1988 and I lived there for 30 years, hence the English accent.
Okay. So how long have you been into martial arts?
I think I was about 8 years old when I started. So I've done martial arts pretty much most of my life. I had a 2 year break when I busted my knee. Mm-hmm. But since then, that's the only break I've had really. Literally break the...
Okay, so what kind of martial art did you... Did you do the normal taekwondo kind of...
Yeah, I started off in karate in Kill Village. And then I got into judo, which I loved. And then I got into aikido when I went to England. And I got my first black belt in aikido when I was 19. Got my third dan when I was 26.
Show off.
I know, yeah. It's got to be done. Got into loads of different stuff. Got into the Filipino martial arts, which is the stick and the knife and stuff like that, and the double sticks, and loved all that. And then kind of how I got into Bata was kind of a funny story. I busted up my knee at work. I used to be a prison officer, and I used to work with some really lovely people. And I ended up having an accident and busting my knee. And I started looking at stuff to do on recovery. You know, I went to the doctor and he said, you put a lot of weight on. He said, you need to lose weight, fatty. I said, what, cut out fatty foods? He said, no, you need to lose weight, fatty. So I started training and I started going to the gym and I found it very boring coming from a life of martial arts. So I got back into the martial arts, done a kind of busman's tour, touring around doing MMA, doing karate, doing everything I could get my hands on.
And then you stumble across this thing that I've pronounced differently every time I've said it.
Absolutely.
I'm saying Batarak, but it's Bataract.
It's Bataract.
So Bataract.
I'm going to Bataract you.
I'm going to Bataract you, which is an Irish martial art that I've never heard of in my entire existence. So what the hell is Bataract?
Now, if you've seen the film The Gangs of New York with Liam Neeson and...
Leonardo, all the lads.
Well, that's kind of, that was based on what's called the Dead Rabbits. And the Dead Rabbits were a gang in New York of Irish people. And Bataract's been around millennia. I mean, there are people who said it's only from the last sort of 16th, 17th century. But actually, it was trained with Celtic children because initially the stick was the first weapon everybody used. So rather than give you a 10-year-old your family sword, which probably cost you lots and lots of gold coins and cattle and everything else, they'd give them the shillelagh to practice with. And the shillelaghs were used in battle. I mean, this is how far back it goes. There's some of the tribes of Germania, which are kind of Celtic. They used it against the 11th and 10th legions of the Roman army and killed them. And their night fighters used to use the weapon, the vasili, and it was the shillelagh. And the shillelagh is what we use. So,
is there an art to it, or is it just a load of lads baiting the heads off one another with sticks?
Surprisingly, it's a massive art. It's really disciplined. And some of the reports going back will say the English used to say how disciplined the Irish were because we were trained, because you had to train properly because otherwise you get the head taken off you. Very skilled martial art. It's not something you just pick up and start swinging. A lot of people think it's a load of lads in the pub afterwards grabbing some sticks and battering the hell out of each other. Actually, it's a lot more skilled than that.
Why did you have to go all the way to Canada to learn about this martial art then?
Because the last hereditary stick fighter on the planet is a man called Glenn Doyle. And by that, I mean his father taught him and it's passed down through the generations. And Glenn was nice enough to let me to come over and train. Irish stick survived. It disappeared in Ireland just after the famine due to, obviously, hunger. Mm-hmm. And there are other reasons as well. The British weren't too keen on it because it showed they had no control of the Irish. So they started slapping down on the fights. So it went to Newfoundland, where Glenn was from originally, and that's how it survived. And a lot of Irish culture survived in Newfoundland. For example, Newfoundland's got the only Gaeltacht outside of Ireland, and it still survives.
I didn't know that. Wow. Mm. Wow. So you went there, and is it like other martial arts where there's grades and belts and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. There's grades. It's not so belts as such. We have two different coloured T-shirts. You have a green T-shirt for student and a black T-shirt for coach and instructor.
My kids were baiting the heads off each other this morning with pots and pans and wooden sticks. Maybe I should get them into Baracht.
Absolutely. Well, you know, bringing the Irish tradition. I mean, that's my goal, is to bring it back to Ireland.
Yes, that's why you're here.
So that's right.
Is it catching on, Bernie?
It is.
What's the crack?
It's massive. It's getting massive in America. It's massive. I teach Zoom online, and obviously online Zoom. And I teach all around the world. I have students in Pakistan, Taiwan, Egypt, all over Europe. America is mad for it.
But a bit, are the Irish just, even though it's our martial art, are we the ones that are a bit more reluctant?
Yes.
Yeah. It's always the way. It's always last.
Well, as they say, you know, a king is never respected in his own kingdom. And the same as Bathurst. It's not respect. It's not. We don't look at it the same way as we look at something from the Orient, but we really should, because I'm telling you from experience, this is fantastic martial art.
Yeah. You know, with all that's going on in the world of the Irish dancing, maybe there's an in here. You know what I mean?
I'd hope so. I mean, I look terrible in a short dress, but I'd have a go.
So what are the basics you teach, and where do you get the sticks and all that malarkey?
Well, the sticks, you can get them. We use training sticks when we're training, because the shillelagh themselves are a bit rough in that sense. Shillelagh's got the metal tip at the end, and they've got the thorns on it, which we use for stripping the skin. So you strip the skin of the face or the hands or anything they put in front of you. So we use a smoother stick when we're training. Sticks can be done. We have some great stick makers in Ireland. We are blessed with some of the best. One of the guys I use, a man called Declan Casey, based down in Clare, traditional stick maker. Parents were stick makers. He's a fantastic stick maker. For training sticks, we have loads of different places to go to. But the shillelagh is a great weapon, because it's the only weapon you can carry into a bank.
Very true.
Indeed.
Very true. Okay. I mean, so... You want to bring it back in a big way. What is the dream for the future then?
My dream for future of Bathurst is to have a class in every community centre in Ireland, to bring back Bathurst back to the Irish people. This martial art links us back to the Celts. This links us back to Brian Boru. This links us back to our history. And we're all very proud of being Celtic. Well, this is part of being Celtic. This is part of our existence. This is part of our history. And we need to bring it back. We need to have this as the dominant country in the world that does Bathurst.
What would you say to those parents who might be listening, going, oh, I don't want my kid doing something that's quite violent or aggressive. This wouldn't be a thing I'd like my kid to be partaking in.
Can I say cop yourself on? No?
Yeah.
All right, then cop yourself on.
Yeah.
The fact is, everything is done in a safe environment.
I mean, and it's all about respect, martial arts, let's be clear, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Bathurst is a lot more Irish-based, so, you know, you get the head beat off if you act like an idiot. But a lot of times, people don't. People are very respectful, and we all look after each other. I mean, my youngest student is 8 years old, and my oldest is in his 80s. So it's not just for kids. This is for adults and
waiting
people,
people in the service industry. Because we've been talking all morning about how rude customers can be to people in the service industry. I had a woman who had a knife pulled on her. Now, she was handy with the Bathurst. She would have been able to sort that out. She would have been able to grab the nearest broom and sort him out.
Well, you don't have to. See, the stick trains the hands, as they say. So you would, the movements that we do, you could use without the stick. So she could have knocked him out. You know, and then got a tip afterwards from everybody else.
Okay. If people want to find out more, do you have a page or a social media account that they can go and check out?
You can. You can look me up, Bernard Leddy, L-E-D-D-Y, or look up The Fighting Hares, which is my faction. Put in Irish Stick Fighting, I'm bound to pop up somewhere. And we're training in Manor Hamilton at the moment. We have a club there, and I have a club in Belcoo in County Fermanagh. And we have other classes. We've got a guy in, got Will down in Galway. He's teaching down there, and I have Martin up in Lurgan.
It's growing.
Oh, it's grown massive.
It's growing. You had me when you start talking about Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well,
Gangs,
you know,
of New York.
People often compare us in the dark. You know, we look very similar in the dark.
Very similar. Very similar. Listen, Bernard, I really appreciate you coming in and telling me all about Bathurst, which I won't get wrong again. I've never heard of it before. Really interesting. But you guys, 51552, is this something that you'd like to learn? Have you ever heard of it before? Now, Bernard, will you teach me a few moves in the car park?
Absolutely.
Let's do it!
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.